when faith and culture collide. Have you ever asked yourself that question? As a black American, as a descendant of American slaves, have you ever asked, well, where did my religion come from? Today's episode of Cultural Connection is going to deal with that very topic. What's going on, world? This is Brother Malcolm, and on today's episode, we are going to give a review of the incredible world premiere production of The Convert. The Convert is written by Denai Guerrera and directed by Emily Mann, and was a commission by Center Theater Group and is being presented currently at the Kirk Douglas Theater in Culver City through May 19th. I had the awesome opportunity to see the opening night performance of this production, and I was completely blown away, not only because the acting and the design and the piece is so well presented, but have you ever had a moment when you walked into a theater and your expectations were, oh, I'm going to have a great evening, I'm going to be entertained, but you're almost struck by lightning, by the force of the piece and what it's saying? This is one of those exact moments for me. The Convert is set amid the colonial scramble for Southern Africa in 1895, and it tells the tale of a young girl named Jekasai who escaped a forced marriage arrangement by becoming the newest convert of a well-meaning black catechist for the Catholic Church. But when anti-colonial uprising erupts, she's torn by her loyalties to her family and her culture, and is forced to decide which side of the conflict she will choose, and ultimately where her heart truly belongs. And what was powerful about the piece is that you sit for the 2 hours and 45 minutes plus two intermissions. It goes by very quickly. Don't let that deter you. And as a black man in America who was raised Southern Baptist, I began to wonder, well, what would life be if my life was not impacted by the rule and the missionaries of Christianity throughout the world and the colonization of parts of Africa? I think what's interesting ultimately about the piece is that it doesn't really take sides. It doesn't say that, you know, this young character who, and I don't want to give away too much, but, you know, it's called The Convert. So she obviously, there is a conversion in her life. But I think what was interesting about the play, just from my perspective, is that religion, culture, life expectations, personal choices, it's all very complicated. And there's no one way, there's no side to take. Ultimately, I am happy in the faith that I chose. As an adult, I'm very clear about what I've chosen and why I practice my Christianity. And I'm also very aware of the conflicts that come up with knowing that had my people not been torn away from their country, that life may be different. I may not even be a Christian. So I get that. But there's something about going seeing a work that really stimulates your mind and has a vigorous discussion, a discourse on stage about these ideals of culture and religion. And so I want to encourage everybody out there, if you're in Los Angeles, please run, don't walk, to the Kirk Douglas Theater to see this incredible, incredible work. The cast includes the stunning actors, Pascal Armand, the lead role of Jekasai, Sherlyn Bruce, Zainab Jha, who plays an incredible, incredible role of a very confident, independent, educated woman, Broadway star Kevin Mambo, Leroy McLean, who plays the awesome catechist who is torn between his own culture and his deep devotion to the religion. Warner Joseph Miller and Harold Surratt round out the cast. Again, run, don't walk to this world premiere production commissioned by Center Theater Group and in co-production with Princeton, New Jersey's MacArthur Theater and Chicago's Goodman Theater. It's running now through May 19th, and it's at the Kirk Douglas Theater. And as I end all my segments, I just want to end with one of my favorite quotes. And I'll tell you why I picked this quote. When deciding what I want to do, and I have a career in the arts, I couldn't understand why my heart beat this way. But when I saw this quote, I knew what my purpose was. And it says, make a career of humanity, and you will make a greater person of yourself, a greater nation of your country, and a finer world to live in. The Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. And with that said, let's join each other again real soon for another cultural connection. Peace and blessings.
We'd like to thank you for the building blocks you left us. As your spirit possessed us, show you blessed us. Thank you very much. And God bless you. And God bless you. And God bless you. And God bless you.